the note, it's all over your body. Really,
I miss this song.
I love the kids of Whitney High.
Why, hello, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, sweet baby Jesus, I honestly don't know what Scotty J has to worry about. He's got a week to download some of the Emerson Army's favorite music and then play it at the party. He needs time to prepare? Dear God, man, you did a one-man protest with pretty fluorescent signs done by Sarah X Dillon for the showing of Tomcat's Baby Suri in broad daylight. He says, now you are a cowering mass of mesh skin-tight shirts and pleather pants. You've been to Barracuda. The DJ booth is hidden secure tower is a hidden secure tower of solitude. Unless people are willing to jump from the upper balcony, they cannot get to you. Sit there, push play in your computer, have your special friend get you drinks, and enjoy the night. Man up! And he says, for listener party 11, I will be dressed as a Boy Scout, the largest cult in America. That's from Chris. All right. Well, there you go. So, listener party. Speaking of which, do we still have the Baby Cruise signs? Somebody asked me if they were going to be on display, but I don't know where they went.
Scotty would know. Maybe he has them in his car or something.
All right. And also, hey, Scotty, if you could just see...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to...
He's getting tired of making the walk. Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Hey, Scotty, how are you doing?
Good. I just thought of a brilliant, brilliant idea.
How high do you suppose the odds are that it's not really a brilliant idea? Would you say 80%?
No, I think
what's the brilliant idea? Would you like to reconsider the brilliant idea before you say it out loud?
Yes.
Okay. So glad we found this. All right, there you go. You still think it's brilliant?
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, we install a moving walkway like you see in the airports in between the phone room.
And where is this happening?
This studio.
Why?
I don't know, because it's quite a bunch of exercise trying to get down here.
Uh-huh. All right, are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Do you know where the Tom Cruise sign is, the show is Baby Suri? Where is that? Do you have it?
You know, if we're lucky, I might be able to find some of the chants, but on the spot that day when we were all done,
yeah?
I gave it to like Chris Boba Fett and that other guy, and I forgot his name. Chris might know who it is, but I gave it to that guy, and
it's out there with the listener somewhere.
Yeah, it is. So it's floating around, hopefully.
So so if you out there somewhere, that's like that banner that somebody stole. Have we ever told that story on the air? We had this banner made for the show years ago. And this was back, I think we were at Entercom, and they never gave us any money for anything. And they finally ponied up like $6 to have a banner made. We had it at one party, and somebody at the end of the night, we're like, where's that great banner? And it was gone. There's a big blank spot on the wall. Turns out some guy stole it. We only ever got to use it once. It was stolen. We never saw it. I mean, it was gone. And then at Sabala's last year, this guy comes up and he's like, hey, I'm the one who stole the banner. Here it is. And he like had it tucked into his pants. And he's like, here, I brought it back in. You want to sign it? So it's probably, somebody out there, if you have the Tom Cruise Show Us the Baby signs, please be dropping me an email about that because I'd like to have those on display. You can have them back when we're done. We don't need them back permanently, but I'd like to have those as part of the display. Rick, how do you know Scotty J's ever had a real DJ gig? He sounds like the guy that claims he's a guitar player in a band, and then when someone says, come play at my party, a real player jumps at it. Unless he's a poser, he'll come up with all the excuses. Then he'll come up with excuses why the band can't play. And this is the third email in a row from somebody who's wanted to know who sings OD'd in Denver. You know, we play that bed into break sometimes, and I swear to God, of all the music beds that we play into commercials, OD'd in Denver gets the most email from people wanting to know who it is. That's Hank Williams Jr. OD'd in Denver is by Hank Jr. back when he was good. I know it's hard to remember now, but there was a long time ago, there was like a 10-year period where he was really good, where he wasn't like an idiot hick who made terrible music. He did make great music for a while. OD'd in Denver, I think it's off Habits Old and New, but you can also get it on his the box set that he did. All right, so anyway, so Scotty, so your fear about DJing the party is that you will not have the appropriate music.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, if we had a list and all that, I could get a lot of this music.
And a lot of that's on the laptop that you kind of lug around with you.
Well, right, right. A good portion of it, but I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I don't have, and Sarah has a lot of music she plays that I'd love to, I mean, I was just thinking about this the other night, that I'd love to get a list from you on some of the stuff you play, because
I, can do that.
I don't have that.
Well, here's what I'd then like you to do. I would like you to enter now, please, to be going, just go get your laptop.
Good. Okay.
And luckily enough, in my back pocket, I have this converter cable.
Oh, how convenient.
I have one of those too.
Okay, fantastic. This will plug right into the board, and you can come DJ here.
Okay.
So thank you. All right. So we'll just wait here. Hey, thanks to this guy for sending me this picture of Mamie Van Doren. We were talking about her yesterday. God damn, she was hot. Just trashy too. You could tell she was just pure bad. Just pure evil.
Pure bad.
Seriously, I mean.
Was that the lady you showed me yesterday?
That was Jane Russell. The girl in the haystack? That was Jane Russell.
Okay.
Mamie Van Doren was sort of the, she was sort of the Rolling Stones to Marilyn Monroe's Beatles. She was sort of the bad girl version of Marilyn Monroe. Mamie Van Doren, unfortunately, has been largely forgotten today because she's not dead. She's still alive. But just, she was very much more overtly sexual and just more of a, again, kind of like a Mae West sort of a thing. Sort of a bad girl version of Marilyn Monroe. Just as, Donna Mike would say, just hot as balls, though. So, I love that phrase. Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, about that monkey that's on the loose in Otis. This is a good question. What is the collective IQ of Otis that a small monkey can outsmart several people? Good God, the best idea they can come up with is to poke a wild animal with sticks. God damn, perhaps they haven't discovered the technological advantages of a blanket and a bludgeon, or even a box. If all else fails, they could wrap it up and punch the monkey till it went limp, then stuff it back in the cage. All right, thank you. Okay, so Scotty's bringing in the laptop. Are you going to set that up over by Sarah?
Yeah, I just need to figure out where we're plugging in.
Or actually right there.
Well, wherever the RCA inputs go. Okay. The RCA inputs are right over there. I'll give you this converter cable. Here you go. There you go. Fantastic. You can play us into and out of... you know what? We'll just go to you at slack moments. And then, I know it's going to be a little bit of a tight fit over there. You don't have to use Sarah's mic, which I know she will find repellent. But, you can exhort the crowd to wave their hands as though they, as though they don't care. Or whatever it is that you do.
This is a brilliant idea, Rick.
It's a fantastic, well, how else are we going to learn? How else will we know?
Okay.
How else, you gotta witness it in the environment. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, who's this? Hello, sir. All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Thank you. 503-733-2970. I will get through some email. We'll have Scotty J do this. We got the top five coming up. We have more from Peter Carlin. Let's see. I've put all this, and I don't know if this is the right time to play the Portland thing or not. It probably is.
Yeah, you should play it at some point. We've been talking about it for days.
I know. I got this question from the Emerson Starship guys, too. I'll probably do that tomorrow. There's no time today to talk about the. I'm not going to get. People have asked me. People said, "Hey, is Emerson Starship going to play?" Blah blah blah. That they. I think their set list is almost entirely different from last time. I don't think they're going to be duplicating anything. I don't think Emerson Starship is going to be playing any of the same songs they played at the last listener party. But I have seen the set list and it's fantastic. And I think they're avoiding. I mean, I don't think they're playing. I will say this. I think the songs that they're going to be playing are fantastic. But I don't think they're any of the songs that you would typically hear. A band play at a party like this. Rick, about Scotty. Am I remembering correctly that the Rick Emerson Show's producer was also the show's call screener at one point? Wasn't there a time when Sarah did both? If so, Scotty had better dance like a monkey whenever asked just to keep his job that apparently half a person could do. He should DJ. Just give him your iPod for a night. Come on. Signed, Isn't That Right, Monkey? Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick, that's funny.
I love that.
That's funny. See, it's merging. I guess that you say that in Otis.
Yes.
Let's see. Rick, what is your plan B for the listener party when Scotty invariably collapses like a jellyfish and just begins weeping drunkenly and can't even operate his computer that night? I don't know that we really have a plan B. I have nothing. I have nothing, nothing, nothing. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Why, hello. All right, fantastic.
Oh,
hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Yeah, I saw that monkey on the news from Otis.
Yes.
It looks like a squirrel monkey on steroids.
Now, what is a squirrel monkey, sir?
Those little ones, you know, the organ grinder guys have.
Oh, right, like that. You give the monkey a dollar.
Yeah, picture that, like, four times bigger.
Yes.
With fangs so big it actually closed its lips.
Really? Fangs?
Fangs. Upper and lower fangs, like 2 inches long.
Ah.
That's like that monkey on Family Guy. That's terrifying. Really, so this is a monkey that it could cause you some harm.
Yeah, it's like two and a half feet up, long tail, claws on the end of its hands, and large fangs.
And how tall would you say the monkey is if he's standing upright?
Like, maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet.
2 feet tall with fangs
okay,
so big he can't close his mouth.
That's a freaky thing.
That would F you up. That's no fool. Why would you even own something like that? It seems like it's a matter of time before it kills you.
Probably. I've never seen, you know, a monkey like that, so I don't know what kind it is or anything.
Uh-huh. I've never seen a monkey quite like that. Fascinating. All right, and do you know what kind of monkey it is? You know what the actual name of the monkey, the type?
No, I have no clue.
All right, thank you, sir.
It was just horrifying.
It sounds horrifying.
Amazing at the same time.
I want to see one. All right, there you go. Thank you. All right, Scotty, you ready? All right, so, by the way, listen to this. Hey, Chris says, I still have my sign from the Show Me the Baby protest. Please be telling me what you'd like to do with it. Please just drop that by the studio. We're at 2040 Southwest 1st. Tomorrow, Friday, is the last day we are taking submissions for exhibits to be displayed at Listener Party 10. You will get those back after the party. Dave Zinn, the gatekeeper and curator of the museum, will be labeling them, putting them in the vault. After the party's done, you know, the next week, you'll be able to get that stuff back. But, yeah, please to be dropping that at 2040 Southwest 1st. All right, is the computer ready? Scotty? All right, here's the deal, Scotty. This is a simulation. Now, this is where it's putting you in the simulator here to see if you have mad skills with which to rock the party. So now, let's say it's 7, because here's the deal. We would have you there. The party would be, you know, the people getting ready to come in. We would have you out there spinning music, setting the mood for people as Listener Party 10 is getting underway. So now please to be taking the microphone and work the crowd as you would if the party was just beginning. Try not to play something rife with profanities, please. All right.
Hello, Portland. All right.
You suck.
Why am I? Time out. We got to work out the wrinkles
here.
There's no restarts. You're at the party. You're choking.
Right.
I'll give you one more. We'll give you one more attempt.
Here's the deal. I'm getting no audio, so we got to figure this out real fast.
What do you mean there's no audio?
I'm playing music. There. I can hear it now.
Okay, you have to start potting that up.
Oh, all right. Yeah. There's just a single fader that runs that.
This one is. Nothing?
Yes, this one.
Okay, there's a single... Yeah, there's... There's a single knob.
It's...
Oh, Scotty's a single knob.
I want to make sure it's this one, right?
Yeah,
for the love of God.
This one, right?
Okay, now I'm good to go.
This is gripping. All right, so hold on. So we're going to stop and we're going to recess.
Right.
All right.
And...
Now, would you like to take another... We could do it this way, Scotty.
I'm good.
Hold on. If you prefer, we could do it this way. In fact, let's do it this way. Let's go to break, Sarah. We'll go to break, and we will come back. We will come back from the break, and Scotty will bring us back from the break as a party DJ. How about that?
That's brilliant.
All right. You know what? I'll play us in the break here. Throw a little something here. I will play us in the break. When we come back, though, Scotty will bring us back from the break as though he was DJing Listener Party 10. That's a fantastic idea. All right. So don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on AM 970 Solid State Radio. You stay right there. This is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Still to come, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth, Tom Likas at 3, Donna Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. You stay there.
Gentlemen, a big how do you do, and thank you for heading out to Barracuda's for the Rick Emerson Listener Party 10. I'm Scotty J. Pleasure to be with you. Getting drunk tonight. We're going to start it off with Van Halen.
Almost hit the post there.
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to really think of anything to say nor practice that. But,
you know,
and then
of course, DJ should be able to fly by the seat of his pants.
And then let's say the song was ending, I could, you know. All right, we had a special request for this one. We're going to burn right into some Warrant Cherry Pie at Barracuda.
Now, let me ask you this. And I'm not going to tell you which way I'm thinking about this. So we've got Van Halen into Cherry Pie. We've got James Cryan into Cherry Pie.
That's how I think.
Is this representative of the style of music you would be playing?
Hell yes.
Give me. I'll say now. Now, can you skip to the end of this song? In other words, skip to about 12 seconds. So do a segue between this.
Okay.
Take it to about 30 seconds from the end of this. And then show us how you would end this song and go to the next one. We'll just let this end. This is Scotty J showing us how he would rock the party next Thursday.
Yeah, that's a good song. Sweet Cherry Pie Award here at Barracuda's. Hope everybody's having a great time tonight. I certainly am. Got myself a toddy here. We're going to march into some Cheap Trick. I want you to want me. And if you have a request of something you want to hear, please let me know. I'll make sure I get it right up.
Not bad.
I hit the post on that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Can you practice the crossfade?
Yeah, hold on here.
See we can... Because what this is leading up to here when this experiment is done, again, we'll make the final decision ourselves, but we'll take the audience's temperature on how they feel about you being the DJ. And it's Barracuda, by the way, singular.
Barracudas.
No. Barracuda, singular. No S.
All right, so you just want me to fade into a song?
Well, just skip to about, 20 seconds to the end of wherever you would normally start fading, and do what DJs call a crossfade from this to the next song. We'll see how you do matching tempo and tone. All right, so we're simulating a crossfade here at the end between these two records.
Got about 27 seconds. Rick and Cheap Drink here at Barracuda tonight for the Rick Emerson Listener Party X. In fact, talking about X, I got In Excess for you. Taste it here at Barracuda's. Once again, if you have something you want to hear, Barracuda, please come up to the DJ booth at Barracuda's. I like that better.
Don't.
I'm changing the name.
You can't do that.
Here's In Excess.
I honestly don't know how I feel about any of this. I mean,
I, for one, think it's hilarious.
You do have a certain funk. You do have a certain, verve. All right. Let's see. Can you drop the sound, the music level just a hair? Thank you. All right. So we've had you do the front cell, the back cell. You've done this song. Just is clean, right?
Oh yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to say everything in that voice today?
Sure. In fact, when I go home and when I talk on my cell phone...
Hello, Mrs. J. Would you like to have sex?
And have a great time doing it.
I would like to bring you to complete fulfillment tonight. Can I give you a special tingle? All right, so you've done the crossfade, you've done the front cell, the back cell. What else is there to do? What else does a DJ do, Scotty? Do this.
Make announcements, tell them that...
A whole bit of weirdness. Do this. Just do the generic work in the crowd, asking them if they're having a good time, getting them a little peppy, getting them, hey, everybody have a good time. Coming up later tonight, we've got Emerson Starship, Hit Me Baby, lots of good stuff. Blah, 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 that kind of a thing. All right?
All right, everybody, having a great time tonight here at Barracuda? All right. I know I am. The more drinks, the better.
In fact, speaking about drinks, we have a drink special going on. And later on tonight, we have, you know, these bands that are going to play for us. Get me, baby, one more time.
No.
Are you in?
See, you have to have some sort of vague idea of what you're talking about.
Right, and I normally would write a bunch of stuff down.
Do you write out your
your
raps?
I don't write out what I say, but I like if somebody will come up to me and they'll go, "Hey, can you make an announcement that dinner's going to be served in about 5 minutes?"
So I've said, I have said, "Hey, in 15 minutes, we're going to unveil the mystery guest." And then after that, Emerson Starship will be playing. Now, that may or may not happen in that order, but let's just say that. So that's the information, let's say.
Okay.
About 15 minutes, the mystery guest. After that, Emerson Starship. And then get back into into the next song. So end this song.
Okay.
Do those two announcements into the next song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to make a quick announcement and let you know that we are about 15 minutes away from our special mystery guest. Also, we are going to... we're going to have Emerson Starship coming up. Right now, Michael Jackson, because I know you love this guy.
Girl, close your eyes.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right. Oh, good God. Now, are you amenable to playing requests?
That's the whole reason why doing this over CDs is good, because right now, as I've been talking to you, instead of searching through CDs, I'm just popping in songs right and left in excess.
Now,
Michael Jackson.
Right. Now, because a lot of DJs will say they want requests, but they just say that just to sort of pander to people. They don't really take requests. It's not really a thing they do.
I do it all the time, and the thing is...
Well, you have a live DJ in here every day. This is fantastic.
There's times when... I don't have the song, so I'll write them down and get them immediately. And it's just really weird after 6 years of being a mobile DJ, you never have enough music. And that's the roughest part of this job, is trying to keep up on all the different genres.
Well, Harold, before we continue, and I'll do one more segue, but first I'm going to tell people, I'm going to clear out whoever this is on hold. We're ending your call. Thank you and goodbye. So we're going to clear out the lines. We're going to do a little Insta-poll here. Again, this is not necessarily to decide the fate of Scotty as DJ, because we're going to have to take some time. We'll have to put our heads together and figure this out. But it's 503-733-2970, just to get your thoughts, to take the audience's temperature on Scotty. I do love this song. On Scotty J's, Scotty J DJing, Listener Party 10, Emerson History X, which is coming up next Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. Where, Scotty?
Barracudas.
No. Barracuda. You have to say...
You know what?
Here's the thing in radio.
Barracuda
clients
too.
Typically don't like it when you say the name of their business incorrectly.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, I am.
I was just goofing.
Don't goof that word. Don't stop. Stop goofing. All right. We'll go ahead and... It's 503-733-2970. We'll just take some observations on this. And then we'll have you play us into break, Scotty. All right. He's just going underneath the calls. This is like Al Sharpton having the funk bed underneath his... Don, I'm supposed to apologize. Yes, sir. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Penelope. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Penelope. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are mainly this. What pleased to be wearing to the Rick Emerson Listener Party 10 party?
Well, you know, we haven't talked about it this much. There's been too much other to discuss. We've had Scotty. We've had the mystery guest. We've had Emerson Starship and the Hit Me Baby, and we've had the museum thing. So we haven't really leaned on it a lot. In the past, I will say this, that we have kind of a gimmick that we started a long time ago that a lot of other people have sort of grabbed onto since then. But we have always said that we like nothing better than for chicks to come to the party as schoolgirls. So if you have a schoolgirl outfit, we're big fans of that. That being said, it's not required by any means. You don't have to do it. But there's nothing quite like a room full of schoolgirls, you know, to make you appreciate what a fantastic country this is. Not a rule. But, of course, that will take you. Coming dressed as a schoolgirl will get you a long way.
I see. Well, that is important. So thank you very much for letting me know, and we'll see you
now,
next
week. Now, is that something you're... Now, are you going to be doing that?
Well, yeah.
All right, really? Now, what celebrity would you say you most closely resemble?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even go there. I don't know. Ask Scotty J. Maybe he's got some thoughts on it. But I don't know. I don't know.
Do they know you? Do you guys know Penelope?
I met her for the first time down at the last get-togethering at Dante's.
The last get-togethering.
Oh, the Storm Larch.
Was she bringing you drinks?
You know, a lot of ladies bring me drinks.
What is Penelope? Is Penelope cute? What does she look like?
Kind of like a Demi Moore-ish kind of look. Is that sound about right?
I'm a big fan of that. I like what we're hearing. All right.
Thank you very much, Scotty.
All right, so when in doubt, though, we ask women to dress as schoolgirls, but it's obviously not required. You just come in whatever's comfortable. It's just a party.
All righty. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Penelope.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Hi, Rick. Scotty, stop. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Brian in the Low.
Hi.
As in Lake Oswego.
Yes.
Listen, Scotty, you got to do it, man. I mean, you know, Rick, I mean, listen to him. He's a pro. At least at this.
All right. So you believe you vote a big yes on Scotty DJ in the party?
Oh, big thumbs up.
All right. Excellent.
Isn't that right, Monkey?
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What are your thoughts on Scotty J as DJ?
I think he sounds friggin' hilarious, man. He needs to do it.
All right. So you think a thumbs up?
Yeah. And right. I got a name idea for the next listener party.
Okay.
Rick Emerson Party. This one goes to 11.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
I'm voting yes on Scotty J.
Your thoughts are really okay. You vote yes on Scotty as DJ.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What are your thoughts on Scotty DJ?
Yes, I do like it. I think he needs a little bit more practice, and people probably need to thank you.
I'm sorry, can we either turn down the music or turn off the phone? I can barely hear this guy. I'm sorry?
I was saying that I would like him as a DJ for the party.
Uh-huh.
He needs a little practice, though. You know, he's a little rusty, and, you know.
Yes, okay, well, we'll make him, we'll give him like a boot camp between now and then. All right, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's line one, sir. I don't think it's just fine. I think line one is sounding weird. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, I definitely think Scotty as a DJ is a great idea until he gets hammered, mistakenly plays a Toby Keith track, and then ensues a riot at the party. But tell him I'm sure it'll be great.
That's a good question, actually. How much alcohol do you intend on consuming while DJing, Scotty J? How much...
Well, that's the problem, you see. It's kind of hard to DJ. It's kind of hard to DJ and drink at the same time.
Okay, so you will obviously choose DJing over consuming spirits of any kind.
Right, and that doesn't sound like a party to me. But here's Toby Keith for you at Barracuda on the Rick Emerson Listener Party X.
All right, well, you get style points for that. Thank you, sir. We'll do a few more here, and they'll take a break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey. Scotty J. Very good job today.
Are you being sincere or are you being sarcastic?
Hey, this is the Al Sharpton Show.
Okay, thank you. I wonder if we're getting a little Sanjaya factor here. I wonder if that's what's going on. This is some Sanjaya voting. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I just want to say I'm not Republican, nor am I from Beaverton, but I've always been a backer of Scotty. He's got his place. But what I hear every time I hear him say Barracudas and what's coming up next, all I hear is, and on the center stage is Ginger. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. But, thank you, my friend.
Yes.
Thank
right.
you. We'll do a couple more of them. We'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick. This is Dick Clark.
Hi.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Scotty J and have him be the party.
It sounds like you've gotten better, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, he needs to get newer music, you know, more contemporary. The stuff he's playing is a little too outdated.
We do pander relentlessly to our male demographic, sort of the 18-34 and 25-54 male demographic.
Oh, all right.
But I mean, you know, the point well taken. There's certainly some of the new music from today that he could be playing as well.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good hard rock. You know, there is, you know. Pretty good.
No, that's true. There's a lot of music that's come out recently. It doesn't all have to be winger and spandex. No, you're right about that. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Hi. All right. One. Let's see. We'll do two more, then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. You got to have Scotty J do it. It would just be fan-spastic.
All right. Thank you. All right, Scotty, you going to play us in the break?
Yeah.
All right. You got one call to set it up. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Last call on this subject. Hello.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I would say that it's a two thumbs up for Scotty J. I can picture him just being a goofball all night long. It sounds like he'll be having a lot of fun, too.
All right. Now, when you say fun, is this fun as in enjoying the party or fun as in watching the monkey throw its feces?
Both.
All right, thank you. And actually, we'll take this final call on line one. Hi. Oh, well, Jeff, you can hear line one, though. Yeah, there's a terrible noise. It's gone. All right. Hey, Scotty, you want to play us in a break?
And here's what I can do also there. I can play all kinds of Emerson Sounders and stuff in between songs.
Scotty,
like this, for instance.
This is David Cassidy.
So you're going to entertain the people by playing your own sounder.
So this is an example.
Squad!
I know what... And the...
Saul blew his mind.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's funny. All right, can you play us in the break?
Yes, I was trying to get a
tease,
song.
Tease to the people. We have to break. Okay, tease to the people that there's exciting stuff
right,
coming
there's
up.
There's exciting
the
stuff coming up right after the break on the Rick Emerson Show.
All right, back after this. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and get the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. This is Rick Emerson reminding you that you had better watch out or the insects will get you. Scotty just asked if the kids at Whitney High were a mentally challenged orchestra. It's like the Boston Pops, but with brain damage.
Yeah, those kids, the way he was whispering, like, are they retarded?
And then we made him feel better. I'm like, Scotty, I'm appalled. No, they're full-on retarded. Full-on screaming retarded. With a record deal. What can you do?
And a TV show I just saw.
Really?
Oh, sweet, sweet Jesus, yes.
You know, really, all that separates them from Fall Out Boy is better production. You know that's true. 50373. That's a cheap joke. That's a cheap, stupid pop culture joke. I don't even really think that. It's just right there. My obligatory Fallout Boy joke for the day. You got to do it. It's 503-733-2978. Don't call. There's no point. There's somebody on line one, though. Let's just talk to them to see how it sounds. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, wait.
Hi.
Now it sounds better. Hold on. Can we drop the music for the... Oh, there it is. You can hear it, though, in the background. Can't you, Jeff? There's a...
Can you hear me in the back?
Yeah, there
right
is.
There. Do you hear it? It's like a false ring. Hold on just one second, miss. It's like a false ring when she speaks. What is that sound? You hear that? Yeah, it's weird. Okay.
It sounds like an old rotary phone dial.
That's exactly. It sounds like a pulse dial.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a pulse dial. This is Jeff McGinley from engineering.
The phones upstairs are bridged through the rest of it. Listen to it.
Yeah,
that's somebody calling another line.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
So it's ringing. Okay.
Weird. Okay. Hi, miss. How can we help you today?
Hi, it's Shannon.
Hi.
I was wondering if Scotty J had any James Brown on his playlist.
James Brown. Scotty, do you have any James Brown?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you making a request like 8 days early?
Well, I just figured better get ahead of
no, sure. Scotty, what is your go-to James Brown song?
Jump Back, Kiss Myself. Which one is that?
You're asking the whitest man on earth.
Actually,
I don't know.
That's from Coming to America, the movie. I feel good, probably. You can't play that. They ask for that all the time.
Okay, but
wedding.
You have to say no. When they
okay.
play that, okay.
I do that.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow, that when people request certain songs, you have to say no. That's tomorrow's high topic, high concept topic. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Shannon! Two more. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hi. It's just a phone, okay? It's not like I'm asking you to do it. It's not the quadratic equation, friend. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Hi, it's okay. What's up?
Hey, I was just thinking, you know, with Scotty sounding so good, I'd dang near, you know, dress up as a schoolgirl for that. He's a DJ and kind of fool.
Creepy. Yeah, that's hot. Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about we go in another direction on that, then?
Take it in a new direction.
A new direction.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. Final call ever. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey.
Dave.
Hey.
I was just calling to tell you, if you like retarded musicians, there's one in Portland called Laz D.
He's a rapper. I've heard him. Yes. I've heard him. He's not that bad, actually. He doesn't sound that retarded.
That's one of my best friend's little brothers.
He's not too bad, actually. I was going to play it on the show, but it wasn't quite bad enough. All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey.
Yeah?
The Prince... From Anna Nicole, sounds just like that Gary Craig when he does the cat want your puppies thing. The crank calls that used to be on all comedy radio.
Ah, yes, yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
No idea what he's talking about. Hi. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Scotty J is RPA. Dave's in the gatekeeper. See you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Try to help the retarded. Bye.
How's your woodcock doing?
Oh, my darling little woodcock.